from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about Songs for the Earth, Dancing Far, and a skateboarding guitarist. David Wiegand wears his pads and his helmet whenever he comes into the studio here because, it's dangerous on the radio.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, let's start, David, with San Francisco's Tommy Guerrero. So when I hear that, I just want to put on some headphones and go for, well, I don't skateboard, so I'll go for a run or a bike ride.
Or maybe a leisurely drive in your car.
That's fine, too. It's great. It's great moving music.
No, it is great. It is great music. And he's a great musician, and that's one of his many careers. He spent many years as a pro skateboarder and was recently honored a couple years ago as a skateboarding legend. But obviously, he's been making music for a really, really long time. I think his third album was really the one that, established his career, Soul Food Taqueria in 2003. The new one, like everything else, is just full of energy. I mean, the guy's just unbelievable and, San Francisco's own.
Tommy Guerrero plays Sunday night at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco along with El Diablitos, and that's $9. What a cheap thrill. It's really a good deal. David, you're a bigger dance fan than I am, but I'm really curious about this year's Dance Far. This is a benefit for cancer research, but it's like an all-star game.
Dance Far means dance for a reason. And it was founded in 2012 by SF Ballet dancers Garen Scribner, who's moved on, James Sofranco, and Margaret Carl. And it benefits the Cancer Prevention Institute of California. But these guys know so many dancers, and they love dance so much that they bring dancers in from many different companies in the Bay Area. And this time, because Garen has been dancing in the Broadway version of American in Paris, they're actually going to have a dance from American in Paris. It's a benefit, but it's an amazing collection of dance that you really don't want to miss. I went last year. If the puppy gets house trained by Tuesday, I'm going to do it again this year.
All right, that's Dance Far, Tuesday night at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. And a shout out as well for Alonzo King's Lines Ballet, doing what looks like just a tremendous collaboration with singer Lisa Fisher, also at YBCA, that's Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, tonight through November 15th, a week from Sunday. And Ragnar Bolin has a full-time gig as director for the San Francisco Symphony Chorus, but he's taken on a side project called Capella SF. That's music by David Conti, sung by the 24-member Capella SF Chorus. And they're doing a show this Sunday about preserving the beauty of nature. And I talked to artistic director Ragnar Bolin about the show and asked him whether a chorus can really move people to take action on the environment.
As artists, as musicians, we have a responsibility to be part of our time and the issues of our time and not just live in a bubble of the beauty of our art. And this is a way to connect to that thought.
Capella will collaborate with Food and Water Watch for a special performance at Mission Dolores Basilica tomorrow night.
So the Marin Theater Company just opened one of the best shows of the fall called My Mañana Comes. And David, I know you haven't seen this, but I got out to it a couple days ago. And this is a wonderful show about four busboys in a New York City restaurant. And it's about the exploitation of undocumented workers and how poor people get creamed by the justice system and get criminal records because they can't afford bail. So it's kind of an issues play, which means there's some speeches, but it's such a vital set of issues and so well done. Really great performances, wonderfully directed.
The play is by Elizabeth Irwin. She's a young New York playwright, and she's making her Bay Area debut with this play. It sounds really great, and I love the fact that we have new playwriting voices coming into the Bay Area. Out-of-towners, always welcome.
My Mañana Comes continues at the Marin Theater Company through November 22nd. And now here's another one of those out-of-town voices.
I'm coming home to your tender sweet loving. You're my
one and only woman. The world needs a bit of taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around.
That's Leon Bridges. He's a young singer with a very old soul. I think he's kind of modeled his performance style after Sam Cooke, but
yeah,
but it's very original.
That's all right.
Too.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
You could do worse. I love the old soul. I love the fact that you know he's hearkening back to such great classics. And you know, there are other singers who are doing this these days, and I would say rediscovering, but that music in my mind never went away. And I love his voice. I think occasionally he has trouble finding pitch, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love his delivery, and I think he's only going to get better. He's been here before. He was at Outside Lands this year, and we're glad to see him back.
Yeah, catch his NPR Tiny Desk concert. Leon Bridges plays the Fillmore tomorrow night. And David, you had a shout-out.
That's right. There's a terrific concert on Wednesday night, which is Veterans Day, called Heroes Voices Concert. It honors veterans, and it features some terrific music talent, Pete Escovedo and his Latin Jazz Ensemble, as well as Vocal Rush from Oakland School of the Arts. But here's the great thing. Veterans themselves can get in free for the concert, which is November 11th at Herbst Theater. And everybody else, the ticket is very modest, and it all goes to support this terrific organization called Heroes Voices. Every day should be Veterans Day. This one is a special one.
And I want to note the great clarinetist Don Byron is playing Grace Cathedral on Thursday. That's an SF Jazz show, along with David Murray and Anat Cohen. And Cohen is really a terrific saxophone player. She brings her own quartet to SF Jazz on the 13th. And to the Oshman family, JCC, in Palo Alto a week from Saturday. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these and more music and performance listings at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.